Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 21, year A. Our readings today, Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 1 to 4 and 25 to 32, Psalm 25, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 23 to 32. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace. His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, you tell us that the whole earth is a picture of your glory, that everything we see and hear is specifically designed to make you known and your presence a reality. Compared to the mirror of creation, the words of our worship can seem too formal, almost empty, unrelieving. Yet, we long to worship you, to draw closer and closer to you, and to know you, a living reality at the center of our lives and at the heart of our worship. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to lift up Christ and to lift up our voices and our lives in His praise. Amen. And we have the hymn, He Who Would Valiant Be. We pray the collect for proper 21, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power, chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Personal Responsibility. Personal responsibility. Perhaps it was because they were a stiff-necked people that God declared to Moses on the holy mountain, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty, but visiting the iniquity of the parents upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. God held parents' responsible for their children. The sins of the parent would affect the children for several generations. However, in our Old Testament lesson today from Ezekiel chapter 18, God says to the prophets and the people in exile that from now on, individuals shall be punished for their own sins. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating the proverb concerning the land of Israel? The parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, says the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Know that all lives are mine. The life of the parent, as well as the life of the child, is mine. It is only the person who sins that shall die. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. Each individual has personal responsibility for their relationship with God, a relationship that will influence all other relationships. The Lord outlines a number of examples showing how this personal responsibility will work. The righteous father with an unrighteous son. The son shall be punished. The father will live. The righteous son of an unrighteous father. The son will live, and the father will be punished. The righteous person who adopts a life of sin will be punished. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 5 to 24. The Lord demonstrates that a person's life is in their own hands. Each individual will be answerable to God for their actions, good or bad, obedient to God's will or not. The Lord also points out that the sins of one's past are not taken into account if one repents. The one who exchanges a life of disobedience for one of obedience shall not be punished. The Lord is concerned that those who acknowledge their sins, repent, and ask for forgiveness are restored into a right relationship with God and their neighbors. God does not desire God's people to be estranged. God desires God's people to live together in unity and love. God takes no delight in punishing the wicked, but in their turning from death to life, from disobedience to obedience. God in love invites us, as we accept personal responsibility for our actions, to be guided by the two great commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, points us to the example of Jesus. Paul writes to the Philippians from prison to thank them for their continued financial support and to encourage them to be faithful disciples in the face of hardship and other difficulties. He invites them to strive for unity within the church. He understands that in unity there is strength. In unity, the church is a tremendous force against the enemy. However, unity in the church depends on the commitment of each member. If members are motivated by self-interest and we put our needs before the needs of others, unity becomes an elusive goal. Each individual in the church cannot operate from selfish ambition. No individual is more privileged or deserving than others. Paul invites individual Christians to practice humility by making a conscious effort to regard others as better than themselves. He writes, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves." Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Paul invites us as disciples of Christ to focus our energies not on our own interests, but on the interests of others. He writes, "Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others." Philippians 2, verse 4. Put others before self. That is part of our personal responsibility. Paul takes his advice further and invites us to follow the example of Jesus. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Paul notes that Jesus gave up his divinity to become human, subject to human limitations, and in love embraced death, the painful, shameful death on a cross, the most cruel, painful way that a human being could be put to death. Jesus' demonstration of selfless ambition was rewarded by the Father, who gave him all authority in heaven and earth and exalted his name above every name. Each of us, therefore, has a personal responsibility not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. We have a personal responsibility to strive to follow Jesus' example of humility and self-giving to ensure unity in the body of Christ. For united we stand, divided we fall. Our gospel today from Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 to 32. In the parable of the two sons, one who was asked to go and work in the vineyard and responded, "I will not," but later changed his mind and went. And the other who said he would go and did not, reminds us of our personal responsibility to be obedient to God. We are to seek to determine God's will and to do it. Whenever we fail to do so, we are to repent and ask for forgiveness, because our relationship with God is the most important relationship in our lives. Our responsibility is to ensure that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Following the example of Jesus, we do the Father's will even if it costs our life. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both the will and to work for His good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Let us therefore all strive to live up to our responsibility to God, and therefore our personal responsibilities to each other. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. Lord, your kingdom reaches from the heavens, embracing the whole of creation. You call your church to assist with your harvest, schooling people in your love. Give us willing hearts, hands, and voices with which to respond to your summons. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. Lord, you search the secret motives of those called to leadership and reveal hypocrisy and virtue alike. Give us courage to scrutinize those who rule and strengthen their integrity. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. Lord, you see more fully in our hearts and all that we can become. We thank you for those who affirm and encourage our growth and development. Bring us to flourish in the warmth of your regard. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. Lord, you know our needs and concerns before we ask. Hear us as we bring before you all who are ill or in special need. Bless them and bring them to rejoice in you. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. Lord, there is no darkness that can extinguish your eternal light. In this faith, we entrust to you those who have died. Raise us with them to your eternal kingdom. Lord of faith and truth, we bless your holy name. As our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow. Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before. Yes, the world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace. Remember the Lord's presence often, and take strength from the knowledge that the one who calls and sends also sustains. May the Lord bless you as you walk the way of Christ Jesus, in thought, word, and deed. May his life be yours, now and always. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. And we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding week. Remember, we are called to have the same mind that was in Christ in us. And now we leave you this week with All for Jesus.
Jesus, come today for a poor, poor man. one like me. Salvation come my way, my soul set free. Jesus come for all, and we must hear his call. Open up your heart today, and let it be. No matter if you... Jesus come today for a poor, poor man like me. Salvation come my way, my soul set free. Jesus come for all, and we must hear his call. Open up your heart today and let it be. No matter if you're deep, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, I for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he comes for all. Jesus come for I, see manger where he lie, see cross where he must die, for a wretch like me. For God so loved the world, man, woman, boy, and girl, he gave his son for you, his son for me. No matter if you're deep, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Jesus Christ today, the same as yesterday, the one, the only way, the King for me. Let it come to pass, mankind find love at last, just as it was time past, so let it be. No matter if you're deep, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to